Welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery. Learn something new from our stories today. Well, I'm welcoming back Kim Albee of Janu Limited Liability Company. Thanks for being here, and we're opening our second mentoring session with some fun downloadable facts. I got this idea from the Wall Street Journal magazine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they had some fun. So answer the questions.
Okay.
Okay, number of unread emails.
Oh, my God. Thousands.
First app checked in the morning.
Mail.
Last app checked before you go to bed.
Mail.
Most listened to music.
Ah, podcasts.
That's
what came up because we listen to podcasts at night.
Oh, nice.
I fall asleep to them.
Oh, very cool.
But music, I am really loving some music like Little Jesus, which is, it's all Mexican. They're Mexican bands.
Oh.
And Jennifer found them and we just love them. So we have, that's become some of our favorite music.
Do you listen to a lot of TED Talks too?
Yeah. And we'll listen to them on podcasts instead of the video version.
Yeah. Okay. So you can also be doing other things.
Yeah. So it's that's why I said podcasts. And you said most music listened to, I would say it's all podcasts and audio.
Yeah.
And it could be any flavor of audio. There's so many smart people out there sharing ideas.
There are.
<It's> and really I'm loving it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And it's just right there. You know?
Okay, what's your app most likely checked while you're in line either at the grocery store or waiting for someone?
Email. Literally, I am always checking. I get thousands of emails.
Yeah.
I'll put it like this. I went to Mexico. When I went to Mexico for 12 days, I put an out-of-office reply on my emails that let people know I was gone for this amount of time. And when I got back, all emails received between those dates were going to be deleted. And if they really wanted to reach me, they needed to email me once I was back after the 4th of April.
Oh, that's a smart.
Because I get that many emails.
Wow.
And I didn't want to, I would be buried if I had to literally read through all of that.
Yeah.
So I've done it twice now. And I think every time I go on vacation, I will do that.
Oh, because it works so well.
It saves my sanity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good boundary. What's your most unusual app that you depend on?
An app that I depend on, and I will share it for our company. There's a couple apps I love. One is Asana.
Okay.
And it's a list app, and our whole team uses it, and we keep our level 10 to-dos on there, and we're implementing the Entrepreneurial Operating System, also known as Traction, which is a book by Gino Wickman. We are implementing in our company. So we use Asana to help keep track of all of those to-dos and action items. And issues that we need to resolve across the company. And we love it. Works great. The second app that I adore is Edgar. MeetEdgar.com.
Okay.
MeetEdgar.com allows you to establish streams for posting to social media on different subjects. And then you can schedule in a calendar when those streams will hit. And it'll randomly pick what it pulls and posts. So there's a lot of things that in marketing you want to post and you want to be regular, but we all get so busy that we can't. And then we forget. And then weeks go by and we haven't posted anything.
Right.
So, but there's a lot of stuff that we do with our content that's evergreen. And so if it comes up now or it comes up 3 months from now, that's okay. The people who see it 3 months from now aren't going to be like, she's repeating. You know what
right,
I mean? They're
right.
not going to remember.
Yes.
Even if they saw it, they won't know that there's so much going on, right?
Yeah.
So Meet Edgar allows us to do all of that and stay current. And then when I do post, it'll just be part of what's there along with all the rest of it. And then I look like I'm super active on all my socials. And so that helps a lot in just keeping the pot at a steady boil.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard
So we
that
love
before.
That. I love those two apps are some that really, really help.
Good. And what's your most hated app?
I don't know. I probably don't use it.
Not on the radar.
Right. Like I've deleted a lot of, I've stopped, you know, when you get so many apps on your phone and everybody, you know, the big thing is, oh, look at you should have an app. No, you should not have an app. Most people don't want more apps. In fact, they're frustrating, right? So I have pages and pages of apps on my phone. I've just started deleting them. Yeah. The ones I just delete them now. It's like, I haven't been in that app for months. Out of here, out of here, out of here. There's a handful of apps that I really need. And quite frankly, all the rest, I'm just starting to purge off my phone because I don't use them and I don't need them.
Yeah.
So
what are some of the other apps that you have on your phone?
Oh, for a while, I thought Waze was kind of fun. Waze, W-A-Z-E. And why is because it's a crowdsourced traffic app. It'll tell you where the cops are on the highway. It'll tell you, you know, so you can avoid, you know, it'll tell you where there's major bottlenecks. You can go around them. It'll tell, and it's all crowdsourced.
Okay.
And so while you're driving, I suppose, people are texting, I saw a cop. I mean, you know, so then that's scary, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, I used to think that was pretty cool, but it really sucks the battery life out of your phone. So I got rid of it. Hmm. So it was fun for a bit and then I got rid of it because it just really drained the battery.
Yeah.
And so, but.
Like, do you have a weather app?
I love AccuWeather.
Oh yeah.
Much better than the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
I think it gives me better news, better information. And it'll also tell me, 5 inches of rain or snow, light snow will start in 20 minutes and fall and probably
really
continue
specific.
For 60 minutes. I know, right?
Yeah.
And it's lovely. It's like, oh my God, I got to go. You know what I mean? It's like, sorry, but I'd like to cut this short now because it's going to be snowing soon and I want to get, so you can do all that. It's,
yeah,
so it comes
it
up as these alerts.
Plan ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other app that I like for the alerts is CNN.
Okay.
You know, just to see the alerts pop up about this or that keeps me current with the news because otherwise I don't watch the news.
Sure.
Very
Absolutely.
Much.
And what, so I just have a couple more. Funniest text message that you've received in the past 2 weeks?
Oh my God. I would have to look. Can I look?
Yeah, you can look.
Okay.
While you're looking, app you wish someone would invent.
Oh, something to tell me what I should, you know, to be really smart. Funniest text. I got this this text from Jennifer, and it's a picture. It's a meme.
Okay.
And it says, "Sometimes you have to flip out and go batshit crazy to make a point." And I love that. I got that last week. We were on our way to Mexico. So
you two have such a shared sense of humor,
right?
Appreciation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Well, that was fun to hear about. Excellent. So we ended our journey in the first mentoring session, which went super fast. Outside of hearing about your trip to Mexico and how great the stewardess was at Delta Airlines,
mm-hmm.
With retrieving your mermaid that you had left at the airport. That
right.
is really, yeah.
It's possible to get it back.
Yes, so. Exactly. Yes, and you're very resourceful throughout your career. But, I mean, pillow making, tie-dyeing, T-shirts, moving across the country, working with electronic data systems, Fidelity Insurance.
Investments. Fidelity Investments out of Boston.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you must have went through some testing for that?
No, I wasn't a trader. With Fidelity Investments, I was in their systems group, their IT group. So in terms of that, I got a whole bunch of education around how fund, mutual fund systems and pricing systems are run.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And so I worked on some of those systems back in the day.
And knowing what you know, do you invest in stocks and...
Mutual Knowing
funds?
What I know, they taught you also how to read the Wall Street Journal. What I know, I actually have done a lot of, I read Money by Tony Robbins.
Okay.
And you look at that and you compare, and Warren Buffett, who I've read his biographies and things like that, Snowball and all the rest, I would say that Warren Buffett would agrees with this, but invest in index funds. No, you know,
yes.
just very inexpensive index funds. They will outperform anything else.
Right, and because they're a collective of the the industry, like technology has
and
an index
and you'll keep more
fund.
Of your more of your growth, where other funds, you have that portion you have to pay off to the fund manager that siphons off what you really earn. So they give you examples of you invest to, you know, you invest the same amount today and one goes into a fund and one goes into a, just an index fund.
Yeah.
The difference in what they earn 20 years later is like $400,000.
Wow, that's huge.
I mean, it's huge. And so Money by Tony Robbins, highly recommend that book. I just opened my eyes, but there are things that even as a business owner about how to set up a 401k for my employees so that a company has a fiduciary responsibility to set up the most advantageous 401k for their employees that they can. And most 401ks benefit the 401k, you know, that you're going to pay a lot of money off to those fund managers.
Right.
And a lot of people let fund managers manage their money and when they could do much better. They don't even need one, just go with index funds. So I've learned a lot and just looked at that and I was like, wow, and it makes a huge difference. So right now, that's I would invest there and in real estate and call it a day.
Yeah, right. Okay, excellent.
Not to mention that I invest in my business, but...
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about your business. So let's leap forward. It sounds to me like you've shown signs of being an entrepreneurial leader who's very innovative in your thinking and willing to take charge and put themselves at stake, you know, put yourself on the line 100% all the time. You know, I can see that has, right?
That's probably true. I mean, what came to mind when you were saying that is when I was a kid and I went through all kinds of different, you know, I'm from California, the land of the fruits and the nuts. And so we went through, you know, you got all this actualization training and things like that. So when I was a kid, I did a fair amount of that with my mom and my grandmother. And what came to mind was this impression I got back then when I was in my teens about living life fully so that when I die, there's just nothing left. Like, why save it, right?
Oh, that's cool.
And so what would that look like? What would living life that way look like? Mm-hmm. So that I'm all used up by the time I'm put in the ground.
Wow.
And what would that be? And so it's kind of that. It's like no regrets.
Yeah. And how do you keep your spontaneity about yourself without getting downtrodden with all the challenges in running a business?
I think I just have a positive attitude. So one of the things back in the day, back when I was working for EDS, and I ended up getting fired from them, and it was the first time, and as a blow to somebody who's like an overachiever.
Yeah.
And it made sense. It made sense why. And what I looked at, my mom, who's been a terrific support in my life, she told me, she said, Kim, you get up every day and you get dressed like you're going to go to work. And you get one interview every day. And I said, okay. And I did.
And she provided the focus and the to-do list for you.
Yeah, and I did. I had like $50 in my bank account, right?
Okay.
And I had my rent due in 2 weeks.
Sure.
And my car payment. Mm-hmm. And I had like $50, no kidding. And I got up every day and I got dressed like I was going to go to work. And I went to Denny's and I read the wanted ads in the paper. And I would circle the ones that looked like they might fit. And I would call them. And I would set up an interview. I'd do it until I got at least one interview. And I would always, every day I went on one. And finally, I went on one morning. And thank you, didn't think I had enough experience. Okay, went home, went to my mailbox, got my car payment, was in the mail. And I had like $45 or something. And I was just like, huh, all right, well, I've done everything I know to do.
Yeah.
And I thought, what is there to do? And I thought, God, I am tired. And I thought, I'm going to go up and take a nap. And I went up to my apartment and I took a nap.
Yeah.
And I got woken up at 1 o'clock by the interview I had done that morning. And he said, can you start? Or no, it was 11:30. Can you start at 1 p.m. today?
Oh, yeah.
And so I went. And I said, absolutely. And I went down there and I started. And it was for a company that was creating a mainframe spreadsheet. So a software program that would run like a spreadsheet app on a mainframe.
Oh my gosh.
That's what it was. It was funded by, I think, Fairchild Semiconductor. I mean, it was the startup. Mm-hmm. So I went there and I started work, and that Friday he handed me a check. I didn't even ask for it. He handed it to me. He goes, "I figured you could use this." And that paid my car payment.
Oh. Those little miracles, yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's
what do you attribute that to?
Who knows?
Do you believe in the law of attraction?
I believe you generate your reality. So I believe there's only one thing going on, and it's all for your good, no matter what it looks like.
Okay.
And so, yes, law of attraction, but it's not like positive thinking.
No, this is deliberate action, mm-hmm. and you're thinking yeah. about, mm-hmm. you're manifesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we do it all the time.
Yeah.
There's just certain parts of it we want to own and certain parts of it we'd rather not.
This is why you right? want to like hone your thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah, so right? that you're not.
Right, but it's not your thinking that gives the manifest. It's your being. It's who gives rise to the thinking in the first place. But you could have all kinds of thoughts. And it's what you pay attention to.
Right.
That gives
exactly.
you being.
That's that mindfulness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can have, it's not about shifting your thoughts. It's about shifting your being.
I see.
If you shift your being, all of it can come in. Yeah. So it's not about positive thinking.
I see. So you,
that's the mind
you
trap.
Start about the being first.
Yeah, absolutely. Be, do, have. Being leads to doing, leads to having.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I hadn't thought about it quite
like that
before. It's
not about having leads to doing leads to being.
Right.
Someday I'll be that. No, be that now and take the actions appropriate with that. And you'll have what's... So it's being that starts everything, from yes. my view.
Okay.
So my mom, and that's part of what I grew up with, so...
Your mom, yeah.
My mom teaches scientific metaphysics, but that's... A lot
oh,
of.
Oh, I see.
So it's who you're being that gives rise to everything. Hmm. So that's pretty much the
gist of that
yeah.
thinking and
yeah.
how you.
So it could be the law of attraction, but a lot of times I hear that like positive thinking, and I think that's the right turn that people go down. That it's not about that. It's
right.
not about shutting out the negative. It's not about that.
It's about
sometimes the
changing
negative,
your focus.
Sometimes the negative is the best view you've got for the kick in the butt you need to get your butt going in the direction
right.
it needs to go. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Right.
So the negative isn't to be like pushed away.
Right.
That just makes it persist, for God's sake.
Yeah,
what you resist
exactly.
persists.
Yes.
So it's about embracing life and knowing you're the generator of all of it. So now what?
Right. You have to take charge.
Let's see.
Yeah. So is this what whatever's showing up, you're like, is this what I really want my life to be? Or yeah. I need to be paying my bills here.
Right.
This is what I'm going to do, the
or,
action.
Yeah. You know, or my mom's teacher, Margaret Laird, would say, "Forgive me, Lord, for requiring my world to treat me this way." And that gives you a whole different view of your reality.
Yeah. Say that one more time.
Forgive me, Lord,
mm-hmm.
for requiring my world to treat me this way. So whatever's going
yes.
on in your life, if you've got somebody giving you the what for,
yes,
there you go. You've got something else going on. Must be something there to look at, right? It's all self-discovery. Nothing to be shoved under the rug. It's all there for your own discovery of yourself.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
How you move through and live life.
So that was part of the self-actualization training.
That's
that
part
you
of
got early
that's
on
part of growing up with
from
my
your
mother.
Mom. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And excellent coach.
Is she still teaching and coaching?
She is. 80. She'll turn 89. No, she'll turn 89 this year. Yes. She still runs a nonprofit. She's my model for aging.
Oh, that's beautiful. Tell us a little bit more about your dad.
It was really my mom and my dad both that gave me that foundation.
Okay. Because your dad was an entrepreneur too?
My dad was an entrepreneur, and they both... we're students of what it is my mom teaches to this day.
And what is it she teaches?
Scientific metaphysics.
Yeah, okay. And so tell us more, what is that?
Oh, wow. That's a whole different podcast.
Okay.
Well, it's what we've been talking about.
Just
you know?
Right now,
yeah.
as far
it's
as
all
your
of,
being and mm-hmm. how it's connected to the universe.
Yeah, it's all one thing. It's only
yeah.
one thing going on.
Yeah.
Being itself being. There you have it.
Okay. Well, I would like to give our audience just a little bit more opportunity for you to describe what Janu is and what you do and the WP marketing engine.
Sure. So Janu is it's an online marketing software company. We produce software for entrepreneurs, small business, medium-sized business that's in the marketing automation space. So think about lead generation, email marketing, tracking so that you can really target and understand who's interested in what. And we make it available to that small business marketplace. WP Marketing Engine is accessed entirely from within your WordPress. So anyone running WordPress for your website, you can access WP Marketing Engine entirely from your admin and generate leads, create your opt-in pages, create lead capture forms. No web dev techie-ness required, which gives you a whole different level of growing leads, generating lists and email and marketing and tracking to understand who's interested and ready to buy. That's all what we do.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to continue another session, because there's so much more to talk about, you know, some of the details about your business, some of the business planning processes.
Yeah, sure.
Great. All right. So thanks so much for being here.
You're very welcome. You never know where these conversations are going to go.
I know. I love it,
though. And I sure hope it's valuable for people to hear.
So. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm already excited to write a script for all the things that we covered today, and they're learning about index funds and everything else under the sun.
I am not an expert there, but
no, it's really solid though. Good advice.
Mm-hmm. That's because I love to read.
Yeah, that makes all the difference. Mm-hmm. Great. So we'll see you next time.
Okay.
All right. And see our listeners next Monday. Thanks, Mike.